The following is a special test to determine what is known as resistance accuracy of the balance control on your amplifier or receiver. The balance control, as you probably know, is the all-important control that determines the loudness relationship between your left speaker and your right. It can be used to distribute the sound evenly, to emphasize either the left or right speaker at the expense of the other, or even to fade out one speaker entirely. Its purpose is to provide a means of adjusting the stereo image for people whose listening position must be closer to one speaker than the other, or in rooms that present unusual acoustic problems by tending to emphasize or depress volume differently on each side. Other tests on this record have shown you how to adjust the balance control for your listening environment. This so-called resistance accuracy test will help you make sure that the balance control itself is operating correctly, both electronically and mechanically. It is a very important test to anyone who wishes to enjoy the ultimate sound that his stereo is capable of delivering, and we urge you to listen to these instructions carefully and to follow them just as you are told to. My voice, as you will note, is now coming from your left speaker. Although my voice will remain here on the left, I am going to introduce a humming sound in your right speaker. Now, as you listen to me, get up and go over to the balance control on the face of your amplifier or receiver. Slowly turn the control in whatever direction will make the hum in the right speaker get lower. Continue to turn the control until the hum in the right speaker disappears entirely. Even after the hum is gone, continue to turn the balance control as far as it will go in that direction. Your right speaker should now be entirely cut out. Note that we have not changed the recording of the hum in any way. The hum is still there, impressed on the right channel portion of the groove, but you have adjusted your system not to display it. As part of this test, you shall now listen to a passage of specially recorded music. Do not turn your right channel back up during the music. All the music will come from your left channel, where my voice is now. The music will last 60 seconds. And you should listen to it very carefully from your normal listening position. Rather than tell you now what you should be listening for, which may prejudice you, I shall wait until the passage is over and then ask you to answer certain questions about what you heard. Familiar sound number one. Nails on the window pane. Soft. Familiar sound number two. Nails on the window pane. Medium. Familiar sound number three. Nails on the window pane. Loud. Familiar sound number four. Nails on the blackboard. Low. Familiar sound number five. Nails on the blackboard. Medium. Familiar sound number six. Nails on the blackboard. Loud. This ends the music part of our test. Before we proceed, go back to your amplifier or receiver and return the balance control to where it was before. As you do so, you should hear the hum reappearing in your right speaker. I will now fade the hum out of your right speaker and then tell you something really funny. I just played a joke on you. There's no such thing as a resistance accuracy test for a balance control. Balance controls are one of the simplest parts of any stereo, and they almost always work perfectly, but I had a good reason for tricking you into temporarily killing the sound in your right channel. While you were wasting your time listening to that silly music in your left channel, do you know what had been sneakily recorded on the right channel? A filthy, dirty traveling salesman joke. That's what. A sick joke with lots of sex and violence and the kinds of four-letter words that we guarantee you've never heard on any phonograph record before. You could have really been getting yourself off, but instead, you did what I told you and you missed it. Of course, if you happen to be one of those creeps who's willing to go out of your way to hear dirty words on your hi-fi, you could always replay the passage with the balance control turned entirely in the other direction, so this time the music in the left speaker, it'll drop out, and the filthy joke in the right speaker will be heard loud and clear. But all good and decent and well-adjusted people will simply let this record continue and proceed right on to the next test on the official National Lampoon Stereo Test and Demonstration record.